This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Refugees continue to pour out of Ukraine while a Russian convoy appears to have redeployed. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Satellite images from above Ukraine appear to show a 40-mile convoy of Russian military vehicles has broken up, with armored units spotted near the airport north of Kyiv and some of the vehicles moving into forested areas. U.S. officials said Ukrainian troops have been targeting the convoy with anti-tank missiles. In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denied Russia's accusations that Ukraine is preparing an attack using chemical or biological weapons, saying it's a bad sign. If you want to know Russia's plans, he says, they are what Russia accuses others of. He said 100,000 people have been evacuated during the last 2 days from 7 cities under blockade, but that Russian tanks attacked an area of Mariupol that was supposed to be a humanitarian corridor. UN officials estimated that more than 2.3 million people have fled Ukraine and that 1.9 million are displaced within their own country. Jennifer King, Washington.
North Korea's last two missile launches were actually tests of a new intercontinental ballistic missile system, according to U.S. officials on Thursday, as they threatened fresh sanctions on Pyongyang and warned of a serious escalation in tensions. The launches on February 26th and March the 4th did not demonstrate ICBM range, but were likely meant to evaluate the new system before conducting a test at full range in the future, potentially disguised as a space launch. This according to a statement from the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. North Korea had not given many details about the tests other than to say they were in preparation for the launch of a military spy satellite. On Friday, state media reported North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited the country's satellite launching ground.